This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast.
Good day and welcome to Day 28 of RPG A Day. And I don't know about you, Matthew, but I've really been loving doing these little podcasts. But blimey, it feels like a bit of a marathon rather than a sprint. But
yeah,
it's been great. I've really been enjoying it.
I'm so impressed that we've each come back to this day after day after day to sit in our own little studios and to record these tiny little podcasts, but to keep the enthusiasm up all the way through. It's been marvellous.
Well, it's not hard to be enthusiastic about role-playing games, really.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
But we shouldn't forget that you have to answer a question as well. And the question we've got for day 28 is, share who's inspiring gaming excellent you're grateful for.
Yeah, gaming excellence. Well, there's quite a lot of that around, actually, I've found. There are two people that really, really spring to mind initially. Number
Brilliant,
one,
because I've got two people I want to talk about too. You go first.
Number one, Gary Gygax.
Oh,
D&D. Gary Gygax is the god of role playing games. Without him, well, I would never have played D&D. If there hadn't been a D&D, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have played other games. And so he's my number one gaming excellence. Yep. Gary Gygax, what a god.
Let us all bow down in grace.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Secondly, in a similar vein, but slightly on the silver level of the podium rather than on gold, where Gary is, Sandy Peterson. Man behind Call of Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's just so important as such a critical part of my role-playing early years was playing Call of Cthulhu when I wasn't playing D&D, and that game is brilliant, and it showed me how role-playing games were more than just D&D, and for that, and for the excellence of the game, and how enduring, how much staying power it has, Sandy Peterson, for me, really, really deserves a shout-out, a big shout-out.
Okay, so you're going for, if you'll forgive me, two of the great old ones of the RPG world.
Yes.
I'm going to go not quite for the young pretenders, because let's face it, you and I are both now 50. We aren't.
I'm 48. Thank you. I'm 48.
So, ah, well. Yeah,
less of that 50 stuff. Thank you very much.
you're just a baby, mate.
I am.
But I'm going to go for, if you like, mid-period gamers, who I think did a lot to change the style of play. And particularly to change the style of rule books in that they made them readable.
Yeah.
And you can't accuse Gary Gygax of making a readable rule book at any time.
They are great, though. I mean, I've still got the original DM guide that was Tony's, first off, and it's now battered and falling apart. And he obviously didn't treat it very well. It's all faded where it's been in the bookshelf. And then alongside it, I've got mine that I bought when I was about, I don't know, 13 or 14, which is in much better condition, but only a few years older. But anyway, that's a digression.
Well, those old books can, you know, they stay on that shelf fading because you don't get them down to play very often. Whereas
No, that's true.
I've got a similarly aged version, well, not as old, but a similarly falling apart version of Feng Shui version 1. And that's falling apart for two reasons. One was they all fell apart because the glue wasn't very good. but also because I keep reading it. And the reason I keep reading it is because it was the very first role-playing book that I actually read from beginning to end. And that was by Robin Laws, and he's a humorous writer, and he's interested in mechanics, and he's interested in trying different mechanics to achieve different things in games. So Feng Shui is his fighting game, and the mechanics are all about fighting, but he's also got drama system, he's got, if you want to play a mystery game, he's got Gumshoe, he does a mechanic, a game system that is for the sort of game you're trying to play. I love it. And another readable author that I really enjoy And it's an interesting one. This is an author who swears, but it's not gratuitous.
Nothing wrong with gratuitous swearing.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Not enough gratuitous swearing.
I don't know. Have you
received
your copy of the PDF of Vampire version 5?
Yeah. I have. I've got my hard copy through the door.
Oh, you've got your hard copy. I'm still waiting for mine.
I'm about halfway reading through it. I've only seen a few fucks in there. There's not loads.
Yeah, and the fucks in there are kind of, they sound a bit like somebody trying to be cool and edgy in a way, and they don't really work. Whereas, you know, when Greg Stolze writes fuck in one of his things, he really means it.
Yeah, it can be overused, can't it, I guess, yeah.
And like Robin Laws, he's a guy that tinkers with mechanics. So in an earlier edition of RPG A Day, I talked about his one roll engine, which he invented. And, I'm kind of interested in what he does. So those are my two more recent gods. But there are so many people we could name check.
There are. Well, and I think also...
Sandy Peterson, I want to talk about Greg Stafford, who started Chaosium off. And then I want to talk about all the people that saved Chaosium a few years ago, but we've run out of time to talk about them.
We have.
Maybe next year.
But then I want to talk about those people who I actually game with. And yeah, I am inspired by some of the excellent gaming that happens around the table at which I'm sat.
Hey, well, let's talk about that tomorrow, because it's all about friendship tomorrow.
Let's do that then.
Okay.
Until tomorrow, guys.
Bye-bye. This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.